All right, so we're just going to talk a little bit about your experience with bookstores.
Great.
So did you have a local bookstore at any point in your life that you supported and was significant?
I did, yeah. As a small boy, there was a bookstore called Inklings, which was locally owned downtown. It was very, very, very small.
By downtown, are you referring to Harrisonburg or?
Lynchburg, actually, yeah. I'm originally from Lynchburg. So downtown Lynchburg on Main Street, and I believe it's still there.
Awesome. And do you have any specific memories from this bookstore that stick with you today?
Sure. I used to frequent it quite a bit. You know, I would take the bus downtown, right, either alone or with friends. And there wasn't a lot downtown at the time, so we pretty much just went wherever, any place that wouldn't kick us out, really. And that's the place that we would go.
Can you elaborate on maybe a more specific memory you had at this bookstore?
Sure. I mean, again, I was really young, and they all kind of blend together. Memory's a weird thing, right?
Absolutely.
But I know that, you know, there was a guy there who was really old, and he would always smoke cigars. I do remember the cigars. I remember all of the weird books all over the place, like, just stuck in every single nook and cranny of that store.
Was there one specific book that stands out in your memory at that store?
No, not one, but there was like a little section he had in a corner. It was upstairs, and it was where he kept the art books. And like, I just noticed them because they were bigger and more visual, and that was really cool. Because he had them from like all different times, and it was really weird to look at like an art book from like the 30s or 40s.
Wonderful. And now customers impact bookstores every day since they're the consumers. Has this bookstore impacted you in any significant way and to where you are today?
That's a good question. I think that, I guess it has. It's not something I actually really maybe consciously considered until you've asked it. But, sure, I think that, like, you know, going there and having that be my first, you know, maybe book-consuming experience maybe gave me some kind of, like, I don't know, conscious about like where I spend money in a way. I mean, it was like a local store, and it's definitely different than other stores, both small and large.
Have you always had a habit of reading? And if so, where did you find this passion? Where did it come from, do you think?
That's another good question. I don't know. I think that, I mean, I always read, but I wasn't like an avid reader.
Bookworm.
Right? A bookworm.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I always had like a book around me. I think I had friends. I think I was lucky enough to have some friends that did read a lot, and they were always able to like suggest books and get me to read them. It was sort of like a positive peer pressure type of thing, I guess.
Did this passion or the somewhat likeness you had to reading affect your future to become a writing professor?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it did in some way, yeah. If you would ask me then, if I was going to be a writing professor, I probably would have said, I don't know, or probably not. But the way things have led up to this, yeah, definitely. Sure.
Okay, and why do you think bookstores and oral history in general mm-hmm. are significant or important?
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, they're an outlet for books. But it's also like a location, I guess. And I guess if I understand the question, it's like you're asking, like, bookstores specifically as a location, as like a space, or I don't mean to answer your question with a question, but
yeah, or bookstores' role in society, period.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that plays an important role in our neighborhoods, in our cities, for example?
Oh, yeah. Well, in the neighborhoods and cities, you have this physical location. I think that's really interesting because you start to have a space where people with common interests can come together. For like reasons, you know, for similar reasons and for similar goals. I think that's important. It's nice to have that kind of space with that sort of, I guess, outlet, right?
Yeah. And what was the name of the bookstore you said you...
Inklings.
Inklings. What made you... Do you remember the first day you went in there? What made you decide as a 10-year-old to walk in the bookstore with your friends, which you continuously went back to?
Yeah. Well, we would go downtown and just walk into whatever store, but eventually, like, we would be ushered out after a few seconds, right? Like, get out of here, kid, you got no money. But I think that was a place where we could go where we weren't really pressured to buy anything, and it wasn't, I mean, he was really, again, he was really laid back. So, I mean, that's more or less why we kept going back. But that, again, fed into itself too, you know.
Right. And do you think that there's an atmosphere in general of, like, mom and pop shops and bookstores, more specifically, that put off a welcoming factor that... Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of people feel just, it's okay to be alone, or it's, you know, welcoming.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think that, you know, mom and pop stores are smaller, so they have to offer something kind of different than the selections, the wider selections. So, yeah, it should be more welcoming. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think the loss of bookstores would mean to society, at least in America?
Oh, wow. Good question. Well, first off, it would be harder to find maybe literature or books on specific topics, and it would be like a loss of information. But again, you have like the internet as well, so you have that resource. But the lack of that space, you know, a place to go, that's an interesting question. I'm not really sure how to answer that.
Okay, that kind of leads into my next question. Mm-hmm. Do you think the internet harbors the essence of an oral history, like books in a bookstore do, for example?
Hmm. I'm not sure if it's the same. I mean, I think they're two different entities or two different avenues of maybe quote-unquote oral history or history in general. Again, great question. I'm not really sure. I think that online you're able to actually speak, right? You'll have, like, this audio going. Bookstores, I mean, you have books on tape, but, you know, I don't know.
All right, and do you believe oral history is important to how we remember our past?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's a good question.
And from seeing in that, you said the bookstore you went to was Inkling?
Mm-hmm. Inklings, yeah.
From the books you saw in there growing up, mm-hmm. that range from histories or just old literature books, why do you think those are important for bookstores to hold? Why do you...
Oh, well, I mean, that's where we gain insight into ourselves, is by studying the past, and, you know, I mean, for me, like, reading, a large part is trying to, like, track down or trace this, like, trajectory of the human experience, like, trying to, like, gain insights into just what it means to be human. I mean, it allows you, like, to actually be transported into a different time, to look at, like, what people were thinking back then, what are the attitudes towards the automobile when it first came out, how was it expressed, things like that. And if that left, I mean, we would just be kind of, I mean, we wouldn't, I mean, how would you know yourself, you know?
Right.
You know.
And would you mind going a little more in depth into your small town in Lynchburg and what this particular bookstore did for your town? And what was the bookstore like? Mm. Was it popular there? Was...
Yeah.
Okay. Did a lot of friends go there?
Not a lot of friends. I mean, I had a group of people where we would, you know, again, take the bus and just kind of walk around downtown. But that place was really welcoming. And the guy was really cool. And he would talk to us and kind of, like, looking back, he was kind of just making fun of us, I think. But he would at least engage us, you know, and it was pretty cool. As far as the town, I mean, it's a small bookstore. I'm not really sure. It's still around. But I'm not sure if, like, it did really well. I mean, you could tell the guy really wanted to do what he's doing, or else he wouldn't be doing it, I'm guessing. So there's a passion there, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any, like, fun story or fun kind of memory of going in there with your friends and finding a good book or just...
No, I mean, there were a few moments, like, where, I mean, when I was a little bit older, I'd go down there and just flip through, like, the bargain bin. And, you know, and I don't know if you've been to a... Have you ever even seen a bargain bin? Do you even know what that is?
Possibly.
Okay. Well, it's like where they take books that just don't sell. Uh-huh. And they mark them down into, like, the cents. Like, 10, 25 cents. So there's a lot of crappy books there. Like, just books that you don't... Anyway. But just flipping through those, and then you'll find, like, these gems. Like, you'll find some classics in there and stuff. And that was always really, really interesting. And I've always, like, appreciated doing that, like, just kind of digging to find something worthwhile, because it means more than if you can just go and get it, or if you can just get online and type it in.
It's kind of like one man's trash is another man's treasure.
No, I mean, they're good books. I mean, yeah, maybe it is my treasure and it is trash, but no, I think just, like, looking for something and, like, having it kind of come to you and having that experience. It's not the destination, it's the journey type of thing, and, like, just digging and trying to find it. I don't know. Maybe I just have a really romantic view of the bookstore. I don't know. But I think there's something's missing if you could just type in whatever you're looking for and it comes up, you know. Like, searching for it is part of it.
There's, like, yeah, there's a loss in value.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, sure.
So, did you use this throughout high school, going to the bookstore specifically? Do you remember any kind of books you looked for there? Or just kind of fun experiences you had, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with a store like that size, you didn't really have... I mean, the choices weren't there, right? Like, you had to, like, pretty much get whatever he had. So it's about, like, sifting through and finding something that, like, you kind of wanted that he had. So in a way, like, you're kind of meeting on that level. But yeah, I went there in high school, not as much as when I was younger, to be honest. In high school, like, I guess I just, I don't know, I kind of had a life. I don't know. but I was reading a little bit less during high school, to be honest.
Gotcha. And why would you choose a local bookstore over, let's say, a bookstore like Books A Million, mm-hmm. or what's the other bookstore?
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Nobles, yeah. Yes.
Well, we didn't have a Barnes & Nobles then. This is before that. We did have, like, larger stores, but they were far away. So this one, I guess, was just closer.
So most of the town, anyone who would buy books, mm-hmm. did most of them go to the Inklings bookstore?
I think some of them did. I know he had a really... He dealt rare books, too. So he had, like, this circle of people who he would deal books with, and they would, you know... I'm assuming that's what they did. But I think most people went to the larger bookstores that were in town. And I can't remember their names, but they were, like, the chains. They had, like, more of a selection.
What do you think would be more special, mm-hmm. or important about buying from that bookstore versus going out of town?
Okay. Like, the smaller versus the larger, you mean?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know if... I think they're both good for what they do, right? So with a larger store, you're going to have the selection. You're going to be able to find what you need, right? And you'll probably do that easier. You won't have to flip through a bargain bin to find it. But the smaller stores, like, they tend to be more specialized. They have a little bit more character. And, like, whether that's going to appeal to you is not really a concern, I guess.
Right.
But they do have more character and, you know, less selection but more character. And you'll find weirder things there. Yeah.
Do you think this bookstore meant just as much to your friends as it did for you? Like, sticks out in your memory?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that we really ever outright spoke about it, to be honest. It was just kind of something to do, somewhere to go, somewhere to kill time, really. But I have friends that still go there. Actually, I ended up becoming friends with the guy's son years later. And I know he works down there.
Does he run the bookstore now, or does his dad still work there?
He worked there part-time, but I don't know if he's taken it over. I haven't talked to him in years, to be honest. I know they opened up a coffee shop next door, which is sort of an extension of...
That the family owned?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think that there are kind of certain characteristics about the family who owned it that stood out to you for whatever which reason?
Yeah. Well, they're definitely eccentric. I mean, very well read. Very well read. I'll say that. Surprise, right?
Own a bookstore. But you said how the dad smoked cigars, mm-hmm. and he had this long beard.
He did have a long beard, yeah.
What was his personality like towards you guys? I know he didn't rush you guys out.
Oh, no, he didn't rush us out. In fact, he often just kind of seemed disinterested, like he could care less what we did, you know? Like, he would always be reading and smoking, and the place smelled. It's the book smelled, you know.
Yeah, do you want to go a little more in detail of, like, what did it look like? Like, you notice how, you remember how it smells.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of put us in that mindset of,
sure.
you know, what it was like for 10-year-old Mr. Webb.
Okay, yeah. I remember, yeah, the cigar smoke was terrible, and it was hazy. But again, memory is a weird thing, and, like, if I'm describing it now, it's like there's, like, this haze on the windows, and, like, you know, it's kind of dark and musty. And
was there something kind of creepy about this store?
I mean, not to me. I think it was, No, I don't think it was creepy, no. But it was very, like, it's different, very unique, you know? So you had, like, you go into the small room where there's a small desk where there's the guy smoking. There's books everywhere again. And then there's, like, staircases to the right with books lined up the staircases. Just books everywhere.
So what did the staircase lead to?
To another floor. And, like, you know, then you had shelves on the walls going up the stairs. Golly. Then you had, like, three rooms upstairs, all with books everywhere. Like, different sections. Three rooms. Yeah.
Three rooms, yeah. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if you could give a 10-year-old kid who was, let's say, per se, in your shoes at the time when you first entered that bookstore, if you could give a 10-year-old kid advice of why they should step foot in that bookstore in the first place and the memories it's given you and the impact it's had on your life, what would you say to him?
Oh, gosh. That's a tricky question. What 10-year-old would listen, right? Is that a... I don't know. I think that, like, nowadays, there's so many more options, you know? I mean, you don't need to go somewhere to get information. You
can just, you know. But if his response was, well, I can just look this up on the internet, why would you say your reasoning be, well, give the bookstore a try?
give it a chance. Well, there's a different experience that you have, like, reading a book, you know? And I teach writing, you know, and I come from this literary background, and, you know, I don't know. The way that I read online is completely different than the way that I read a book. Like, the experience itself is different. The way that you engage with the material is just plain different. Like, just having, like, a page and something that's, like, man-made. Of course, it hasn't been man-made for years, but, like, the men built machines to make the books, right? So there's just a little bit more identity, I think, in the book itself as a material item versus, you know, just going to your computer. It's always going to be your computer. The only thing that changes is, like, the letters or the images, you know. But again, like, there's usefulness there too. There's definitely a uniqueness in the internet as well, you know. But I don't know if they would have the same experience as me, just having a different context.
Right.
You know, if that makes sense. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Now, I remember even a bookstore in my town, particular that was just used books, shelves and shelves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember required reading in high school. I had to go get To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was maybe $2 or $3. Mm-hmm. And then if you returned it, you get credit. So it's just an endless trade.
Yeah, yeah.
If you put an effort to come back and return it. So there's something about still this excitement about bookstores that I know it's creative memories for me. Do you think that bookstores get the attention that they maybe deserve nowadays?
Obviously not, no. I mean, if you look at the recent trends, I mean, books are kind of falling by the wayside, I'd say. I don't think they're going to be leaving, because I think it's sort of a pendulum in that respect, and it's anyone's game.
I think there's always going to be an audience for...
For books, yeah.
Walking in that bookstore and...
Yeah.
Being able to pick one out.
And actually, like, as it shrinks, I mean, you might have more and more of these, like, independent bookstores, to be honest, just because... if the market does begin to shrink, I'm wondering if, like, the larger bookstores will stick around, or if they'll kind of make
it. So you think the chain bookstores such as Books A Millions and Barnes & Nobles will go by the wayside before the mom-and-pop stores?
I don't know. I mean, again, like, that's hard for me to say, but I think that, like you're saying, the mom-and-pop stores offer something unique, you know, and there's, like, this direct connection with the consumer.
And a friendship, a relationship that's built.
More of a relationship, more of a bond built, you know. Instead of having some disinterested high schooler who's working part-time, you know, for gas money or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Very true. If we want to finish this up and you could sum up this bookstore in three words.
Three words?
What would you say?
Oh, man. No. Those are three words. Does that count? Oh, man. No. Three words. That's tough. I don't know if I could do it in three words.
Or if you can sum it up.
Do you want, like, a description or just, like, an all-encompassing...
Whichever you'd like, however you want to interpret it.
I would say it's very unique. Not friendly outright, because he was sort of, like, gruff, but he was very welcoming. just unique. I think very unique. One of a kind, for sure.
One of a kind.
One of a kind.
Yes. Would you recommend for other people to have this bookstore experience you had?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, smaller bookstores, local bookstores are always really cool. But you have to be willing to dig and, like, engage with the books on their terms, in a way.
It's the hunt that counts.
Yeah, it's like looking around and just kind of like, you know.
So when you find a good book, it was worth the search.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said about, like, going out, knowing what you're going to find, finding it, and going home, versus, like, going out, having an idea of what you want to find, and then finding five different things you had never thought of. You know, they just kind of jumped out at you.
Right. So. Would you go back to this bookstore today?
Oh, yeah. Actually, after this interview, I've been thinking about it. Because I haven't thought about it in years, so next time I'm in town, I'll probably stop by.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Sure.
And go bookstores.
Yeah, do it.